In the lunchtime edition, the Home Affairs Minister promises changes to the immigration laws to close a loophole at the center of a passport racket. An upsurge in violence worries the business sector. A former Barbados High Commissioner to the UK harshly criticizes the gang truce, comparing it to a pact with the devil, when a former bloc leader defends such initiatives. And former CDB President and Chair of the UWI CAFL Campus Council, Sir Neville Nichols, passes away. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Open the door to security for your biggest asset, your home. With an ICBL Easy Home policy, your investment is covered in the event of damages resulting from a hurricane, fire, theft, and more. Attractive rates and payment plans await. Call us today at 434-6000 or chat with a representative online at icbl.com about our homeowners policies and ask about cover for your contents too. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
This country's immigration laws are being amended to plug a loophole at the center of a racket where pregnant foreigners are arriving here to give birth so the children can get Barbados passports. It's an issue highlighted in today's Nation newspaper, which states that for the past 3 years, several Nigerians have been coming here to give birth so that their children can become Barbadian citizens and the holders of the Barbados passport, which carries visa-free access to more than 150 countries. The Nation notes that 2 weeks ago, a wealthy Nigerian influencer posted video on social media advising Nigerians to go to Barbados to give birth so that the babies will become Barbadian citizens. The woman boasted of having given birth to 2 children at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and displayed the 2 passports that were issued to the children who are now toddlers. Barbados' Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, who is responsible for the Immigration Department, tells Starcom Network News, government is aware of the matter and will be taking steps to deal with it.
We are fully aware of the situation, and I will be honest with you, it is of some concern to me. As it stands now, it is not illegal what is being done, but it goes against the spirit of what was contemplated in the granting of citizenship. We are for certain going to address this in the new immigration legislation, which is due later this year. But yeah, it definitely is of concern to us. It is effectively persons working the system.
He explained some of the tactics people use to exploit the system.
I have raised the issue with the Immigration Department and other stakeholders in this entire process. Persons are not supposed to fly or board a plane if they pass a certain stage in their pregnancy. A lot of these persons are lying at the point of departure. They reach Barbados. We realize that they're in the later stages of their pregnancy. We have had some who we refuse entry to, and they have gone back. But the vast majority, when we refuse the entry, they then claim that they're having difficulties and they're not feeling well, and a doctor is called, and the doctor then says that they're not fit to fly. Once they are deemed not fit to fly by the doctor, then the airline is not going to take them to send them back. So they end up being here, entering as visitors, and they deliver their children in Barbados. And laws as it stands now, anybody born in Barbados is entitled to become a citizen of Barbados by birth.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, in the lunchtime edition. A recent upsurge in violence marked by a series of homicides over the past several weeks has been described by this country's business sector as very worrying. Barbados has recorded 27 homicides for the year so far, compared to just 20 for all of last year. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News, the trend is worrying.
What is the underlying causes of it? You know, what is going on that is making people behave in this way? But if these things, which appear to be apparently random or occurring in public places, are occurring in business places, this types of thing. I mean, it is extremely, extremely worrying. And I think we really need to look very carefully as trying to identify the underlying causes and start to address it. There may not be any quick or easy solution, but if this sort of thing accelerates, you know, that could have serious impact on our country, people's feelings of safety, tourism industry, and on and on and on.
He stresses the need for more research into the causes.
For something like this, I would like a serious analysis done of the crime. I mean, where it is, and try to get to the root cause of what is causing people to think that these are ways to resolve disputes and so on and so forth. What is leading people to think that this is an acceptable way or a suitable way to resolve a quarrel with somebody?
The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Former Barbados High Commissioner to the UK, Reverend Guy Hewitt, has harshly criticized the gang truce that was brokered to help quell a spate of gun violence. Reverend Hewitt, described as a social policy specialist, today published an article comparing the truce to a pact with the devil. He later expanded on the issue, speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program. Reverend Hewitt does not believe truces are viable solutions.
There's a lot there, I think, to me, an overemphasis on these questions of peace initiatives and truces when people are really looking at critical and sustainable efforts to bring about law and order. Rumors abound, and it's not just in Barbados, but across the region, that in the pursuit of peace, taxpayers' funds are invested in these peace initiatives, which people feel often trickle down into the hands of the same people who are perpetrating crime.
Reverend Guy Hewitt. But former Bloc leader Winston Iston Bulbranch, who is credited with helping to broker the truce, believes such initiatives have their value. He also believes more people need to step forward to be part of the solution.
Guy Hewitt said that a truce is like making a deal with the devil. My answer to Mr. Hewitt is that he could afford to talk that because he might be a frivolous man in this society. We that live in these ghettos, we are not privileged people. So people that are in privileged position could always stay upon the off and they could criticize. And right now, we, as much as them talking, we is entertainment for them because this is the only thing that ain't got going on in life now. To come home every day and look on the news and see who killed who, that real who. But where is the people that are willing to come forward? Where is the people that are willing to do what you're doing? To come and say something all the time.
Winston Iston Bulbranch. A tropical wave is affecting the country, and the Barbados Meteorological Services earlier today issued a flash flood watch. Former president of the Caribbean Development Bank, Sir Neville Nichols, has passed away. The Barbadian scholar served as the third president of the CDB from 1988 to 2001. He held offices in the Public Service Commission, the Judicial and Legal Services Commission, the Committee of Governance at the University of the West Indies, and the CAFL Campus Council of the UWI. Chancellor Emeritus of the UWI, George Alling, said that on hearing of his passing, he recalled Sir Neville's life as that of a good public servant, dedicated in one role or another to promoting the social good in its many guises. He was economical in speech, but he could be eloquently passionate about his family. He expressed condolences to Sir Neville's wife, Yvonne, and his three sons. Our top stories. The Home Affairs Minister, Wilfred Abrams, promises changes to the immigration laws to close a loophole at the center of a passport racket. An upsurge in violence worries the business sector. Former Barbados High Commissioner to the UK, Reverend Guy Hewitt, harshly criticizes the gang truce, comparing it to a pact with the devil, while the former gang leader, Bloc leader, Winston Iston Bulbranch, defends such initiatives, but also sees a role for others to get involved in the interventions. And former CDB president and chair of the UWI CAFL Campus Council, Sir Neville Nichols, passes away. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bam. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.